the show's daily podcast on comp.com and iTunes. It's BS in the Morning.
You know, if I was going into a fight, this would probably be my entrance music. What would be yours, Greg?
Probably the theme from Seinfeld.
Really? Now entering. The lights go dark.
Yeah.
Greg Salerno. I would be terrified.
Oh, man, I'm so fired up right now.
I'd be so... What about you, Izzy?
The Halo theme song.
Halo?
Absolutely.
What is that? Just slow ambient, ambience?
That's beautiful.
Now you got to YouTube it. You got it, Greg?
Yeah.
Greg's got that premium over there. No ads over on that one, bro.
My heart's racing. I'm so excited.
Your heart is racing?
Yeah, I love this
song. Isn't it just like, it's like now entering the ring. Izzy.
Essentially, yeah.
Yeah, that's...
That's creepy, dude. You'd be like, what?
No.
Yeah.
No. I don't know. Mateo, you gotta...
Are you done?
I am now. Yeah, see, now it's getting intense. Look at it! Look at it! Racist! This is when the covenants start coming out. It's so big, so I'm gonna fit. They got their snipers. The brutes.
I love the fact you don't know John Williams, but you get excited about this.
Absolutely. Like, it's a beautiful song.
Oh, God.
Oh, my God, Greg! I'm done. After, like, that felt like a long ride.
Oh, God.
You okay?
Damn.
Right in the face. God, please stop. All right, let's end it. Mateo, think about yours for a minute. Do you already know it? What you got, buddy?
Any song from The Who, Because of Los Rages.
Oh,
that's strong, dude.
That's a good one.
The Who was great.
Man, can I? Never mind.
You looking up The Who?
Yeah.
The Who was awesome. What?
No, I loved it. That song
you
heard.
Yeah, I thought you did.
But then I researched the other songs they have, and like it didn't sound. I was like, oh, okay.
Really?
It sounded better live.
Well, like the one when Greg was walking up.
Yeah.
Oh. Dope. I think that's Wolf Tone.
Yeah.
You get knocked down, dude.
All right, this is sick, dude. I love this song. I don't know, man.
I'm racist. Screw all of you.
All right, let's do it. All right. I know we just sucked up some time and we went off track there, but that was fun. 876-3692. It is time for Ask a Drunk.
What this bar goer thinks after some stiff drinks. It's Ask a Drunk.
Let's do the Five Finger Death Punch tickets for this one. Friday, November 1st, over at the Joint. You'll get to go to that show for no dollars. If you can get two in a row for knowing what this drunk person said. Let's start with caller number 12. 876-3692. It's really kind of easy and hard at the same time. It's an easy game, but it's difficult to get the right answer.
Because you got
to
think what the drunk person would say, not what the actual answer is.
Exactly, yes. It's not the what the stupid trivia question is.
Right.
It's just you're trying to get in the mind of a drunk person. So what we'll do is we'll go two in a row, got to get two in a row, and then I think we have a limited number of these. So as we boil down, we might just go, all right, just get this one.
Yeah, the game starts taking maybe. We'll see.
And hey, look, if it takes too long, we'll break and we'll come back and we'll finish it up.
Mm-hmm.
There's no rules here.
Mm-hmm.
Make our own rules, man.
Mm-hmm.
Which one do you want? You want the jazzy lounge music again?
Yeah.
We could play cantina music.
Yeah,
let's do that.
It's not very long, though. All right.
There's 10 hours. There's a 10-hour loop on YouTube.
Oh, there's there?
For the cantina.
Yeah. Wait, I think I found it.
All right, there you go. Yeah. Got the Star Wars cantina music as the background. Here we go. We're going to start with Matt.
And Matt, good morning. Thank you so much, Radio.
Okay, Matt.
Morning, guys.
Morning. You know how this game works, right? You're not trying to get the trivia question right. You're trying to guess what the drunk guy answered.
Absolutely.
Okay, two in a row, bro. Here we go. It's time for Ask a Drunk.
All right, it's Greg from BS in the Morning. I am currently in one of our awesome Las Vegas establishments with some drunk people. We're going to do a little game of Ask a Drunk. Basically, I ask a drunk questions, and you got to guess what they said. It's pretty simple. I have a... Well, seems like quite a drunk here. What is your name again?
Veronica.
Oh my God. All right, Veronica. Veronica, how long have you been drinking tonight?
For a while.
Sounds good. So anyways, we know that she's been here a while. Veronica, I'm going to ask you some questions. Just answer them, okay? That's it. Simple.
Okay.
All right.
Oh, my God.
Veronica, in the sport of baseball, what do they call the points? If somebody scores, what do they call it in baseball?
Okay. That seems pretty easy.
You think so?
Oh, okay. I think
what
I...
are
who's on the phone? I'm Greg. Sorry.
It's Matt.
All right, Matt. Your options are, do they call it points, runs, notches, or touchdowns?
I have a feeling she's going to say notches.
Okay.
Notches.
What?
Okay. Yeah. Points in baseball are called notches. Let's see what the drunk says. Here we go. Veronica.
A home run. A score. A point. A point. Isn't all right. It just a point?
Yeah. There you go. You got it. Good job.
Oh, I'm sorry, Matt.
Okay.
Hang up on yourself, bro.
All right, guys. Bye.
Sorry. Bye-bye.
I only got one. Okay.
Yeah, it's only one thing. Okay. Yeah, sorry. Hey, next caller.
And Matt, good morning. Thank you so much, Radio.
Yeah, it's another Matt. Hi, Matt.
Hey, let's go. Let's do this.
All right, two in a row, man.
Hell yeah.
You got to guess what Veronica responds with. Here's the question. Here we go.
All right, next question. What is the capital of Mississippi?
Okay. All right, Greg, options.
Did Veronica say the capital of Mississippi was A, Albany, B, Newark, C, Jackson, or D? Good question.
definitely D. 100%.
All right.
B, what was
he saying? D. Good.
No. D. Like,
good question. He's saying good question.
Good question. Yeah. Okay, here we go.
There's geography involved.
Oh, my God.
Good question.
Hey! Wow! Good job, Matt.
Is it Biloxi?
No, that's Mississippi.
It's actually Jackson, Mississippi.
Damn it.
Yeah. Oh, the state was still Mississippi? I knew Biloxi was in Mississippi. All right, here you go, Matt. Number two. I forgot it was the capital of what state. Hey, you ready? Here we go, Matt. Get this one right, and you're going Five Finger Death Punch.
All right, Veronica, you're doing good so far. Perfect answers. What company makes Lexus, the car Lexus? What is the parent company for that?
Oh, that's a good question.
That's a good question.
All right, the possible answers are A, Toyota, B, Buick.
Lexus. I know it.
What? Hold on a second.
Anyway, keep going.
Okay. All right. A, Toyota, B, Buick, C, Rawlings, or D, Calvin Klein?
Oh. Goodness. Can I get the questions one more time?
Yeah, it's what company makes Lexus? And the answers are Toyota, Buick, Rawlings, or Calvin Klein?
Yeah, Calvin Klein.
All right. He's going Calvin
Klein.
You
get this. You're going a five-finger death punch, man. Here we go.
Toyota.
Hey! Good.
Oh, you got one. Shut up!
That's pretty good.
Oh, she couldn't even believe it herself. I'm sorry, Matt. Hang up on yourself. All right. Time to move on. Oh, that's sad. Sorry, Matt.
He's a moonshine man.
Moonshine.
Yes, sir.
You ready for this?
Yep, let's do it.
What are we, three in? Four in?
This is question number four.
Okay, here we go.
All right, Veronica. How many years do they consider a gold anniversary? How many years is a gold anniversary?
Oh, man, that's tough. How many years is a gold anniversary?
All right, Mooner, did she say A, 50th, B, 30th, C, 10, or D, 20?
I'm going to say A.
50th? Okay.
I think she knows it, yeah.
All right.
Why are you looking at your friends, though?
I haven't been in a relationship that long.
It doesn't have to be a relationship. It could be anything.
A gold anniversary. Let's see. Oh, geez.
Is that it?
20 years.
Okay. Oh. That's pretty good. Pretty good. I like it.
What is it?
That's it. Is whatever you say is it. Diamond. You can have a diamond, whatever you want.
20 years, Moonshine.
Sorry, Moonshine. Sorry.
Hang up on yourself. There he goes. Big John. Hello, sir. How are you?
Hey, what's up, guys?
What's up?
Here we go. We're still doing two in a row, right?
Mm-hmm.
Two in a row, Big John. Here you go. This will be the last one, then we'll have to take a break here. Here we go. All
right. In what sport are the Seahawks? What sport are the Seahawks?
In what sport are the Seahawks?
All right, Big John. Did she say baseball, B, football, C, tennis, or D, tonsil hockey?
She's got to say football, man.
All right.
See. Find out what Veronica, our drunk, said.
Hockey. I mean football. Yeah, football.
Is that your final answer? Football?
Football, I'm pretty sure.
Okay. Yeah.
That's it. You got it. Good job. Good job. Big John, congratulations.
You got one in a row.
You got one. You got to get two. And what we'll do is when we come back, Big John will be trying to win some five-figure Death Punch tickets. If he fails, we'll then try to go back to you, the fifth man. So make sure you are listening for your opportunity. 876-3692. We got Big John here. If he doesn't get it, we're going to go with caller number 17 there, Mateo. So we can finish up Ask a Drunk here, where you have to guess what the drunkard... That's right. You have to guess what the drunkard... I hope I did this. I hope this is in the same spot I left off. I guess we'll find out. All you got to do is guess what the drunk person answered and not answer the actual things. Big John's been on hold patiently because, dude, you get this one. Those tickets are yours, bro. You ready?
I hope so.
Are you nervous? Man, are you scared?
I'm nervous, man.
Okay. I guess we'll find out. Here we go. Next question from, what was her name? Veronica?
Yeah.
Veronica, our drunk.
Since we're on hockey, you mentioned hockey. What do they use in hockey? They use sticks, and then what's like the thing, the ball? What do they call that? That's not a ball, but.
Okay, Veronica. She's drunk in a bar. What are her options? Or I should say, what are Big John's options here for her answer?
All right, did she say they use a ball, a puck, or a puke?
Oh, my God.
Oh, this is hard. A puck?
All right.
All right, let's find out what she said here.
A puck.
Did you say pock?
Oh, yeah, I did. I said a puck.
Like a chicken pock?
I did say chicken pock.
Yes, it's like Spock.
Spock.
Yeah.
Congratulations, Big John.
Yeah.
You got him. Five figure death punch tickets.
Oh, heck yes, man.
I'll put you on hold there, bro.
That's awesome.
That was awesome. Like a chicken pock. How many do we have left?
I got three left if you want to goof around with somebody.
All right. Let's goof around here. Next up on... Do we have
We have like fifth man shirts. Want to give one of those away or something?
Dude, we got tons of prizes today.
Oh, okay.
Let's do this. Let's get... This is another spot in for Comp's Great Pumpkin Snatch. And it's the one and only... Oh! She's gone, man. BS in the morning. Who's this?
Russell.
Who?
Russell?
Yeah.
Okay.
Ah, Russell. Hey, we have this one.
We have a very special guest. Russell is here.
Hey, Russell. Okay, here we go.
You still got to get two in a row, Russell, all right? Because we still got actually a few on it.
We got a few left. Two in a row, Russell. Good luck. This is for a chance to score $1,000 at Comp's Great Pumpkin Snatch. Here we go.
All right, speaking of Spock, where was he from? What was Spock? He was a certain race of alien. Oh, what was Spock?
Okay, woof.
Yeah, that's a tough one.
You ready?
Yeah. Did she say A, Vulcan, B, Chinese, C, Brickyard 400, or D, Elf?
Brickyard 400.
C.
Brickyard 400?
No, Chinese.
Oh, B, Chinese.
Chinese. Okay, let's see what Veronica said. Spock's nationality was...
I thought it was an elf.
It was an elf? All right.
He has 20 years.
Yeah, he's a Vulcan, but he's an elf. It's the same thing.
It's the same thing. I love it. Sorry there, Russell.
Right on.
Hi, buddy. BS in the morning. Who's this?
That is Travis.
Travis. My What's God. Up, we have an intro for you, too, bro. This is nice.
No, you're Travis. You bought yourself. You know what?
you. I don't need a reason.
You ready, Greg?
Yeah, I am ready.
All right, here we go. The next question. This is for you, Travis.
Okay.
Right.
If somebody owns a Fiesta, what company car is that? A Fiesta.
Ah.
All right. Now, who makes the Fiesta? Does she say A, Honda, B, Taco Bell, C, Party City, or D, Ford?
I'm going to say Party City.
All right.
Party City owns a Fiesta. God, I love this. Please let that be the answer.
I love my cars. Isn't it?
What is it?
Isn't it a Ford?
Yeah.
Hey! I didn't think Focus Fiesta, but I knew it was an F, but it's a Ford.
Well, they're both Ford. Focus is a Ford, too.
Oh, sorry. Ford Focus.
There you go. All right.
Hey, you got a car gal there. Sorry, Travis.
Somewhat.
All right.
Hang up on yourself. And there he goes. Travis is a good dude.
By the way, I don't like this mic.
Yo, Mike, you ready?
Ready.
All right,
we got two left, so either you get these two or we'll just go to another caller.
Sure, that sounds good.
What is the largest state in the United States?
Oh, the largest state.
All right, did she say A, California, B, Mexico, C, Minneapolis, or D, Alaska?
I think she's going to say California.
California, okay.
California, here we go.
Mexico.
Oh my.
Isn't Mexico going to join us?
God.
Did they join us?
They didn't join us. We built a wall or whatever.
Oh my God.
Didn't Mexico join us?
That's my favorite. I guess she knows Fiesta, but she doesn't know that Mexico is that far. Sorry, buddy.
Someone more out of touch than me.
Hang up there, Mike.
It's about time.
You want to do a one or done with this one? I got one left.
Yeah, sure. All one right. or done, and then if Donna doesn't get this one, we'll just go to caller number whatever we'll pick, okay? Donna.
Hey, good morning.
You going to get this one or what?
I hope so.
All right, here we go. Let's do it.
Last question. How many things are in a baker's dozen? How many things are in a baker's dozen?
A baker's dozen. Donna.
All right, Donna. Did she say A, 12, B, 13, C, 7, or D, 15?
I think she's going to say 12.
Okay.
We'll go 12. Here we go. For the win.
A dozen is 12.
All right. There you go. Thank you, Veronica, for your time. Please enjoy the rest of your evening and your drinking, okay?
Okay. Shot.
Donna.
Yeah.
You guessed it correct.
Nice.
You got yourself an entry into Comp's Great Pumpkin Snatch. Put you on hold. Congratulations. Wow. Veronica is one special lady.
She really is.
Mexico is part of the United States. Hey, I'd be down.
Oh,
food is bomb. You love their
Sanctuary women. House, bro.
You love their women.
Mi casa es su casa, lady.
BS in the morning. BS in the morning.
You would like to have sex with a female.
Yeah.
Comp 92.3, The Rock Station.